This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An option, just not a public one.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. There's a big sell-off on Wall Street this morning. I'll share that with you in a moment. But some of the few stocks that are up are health insurers. Aetna, United Health Group, WellPoint, to name a few. White House officials signaled over the weekend they might be willing to let go of a public insurance option and said they would consider a nonprofit health cooperative to compete with existing private plans. Christine Arnold is managing director at investment bank Cowen & Company. She specializes in health care, and she says that news about a public option, not news to her.
We had been thinking that the public plan was functionally dead because there aren't the 60 votes that you need in the Senate to pass a public plan with government involvement, because moderate Democrats have voiced opposition in addition to the Republicans. But I think the market has now fully discounted the fact that the public plan linked to Medicare is fully off the table in an effort to get the deal done, in order to get a bipartisan agreement reached in the Senate.
Part of the attraction for supporters of a public option was the idea that that would help drive down insurance costs. How much would a non-government competitor help do that?
You know, it's unclear how much or even whether a non-government competitor would drive down the cost of health insurance. Our view has been that with the government running a health plan, there really is no level playing field, because if the government paid Medicare rates, that would be 20 to 30% less than managed care companies pay doctors and hospitals. And it's hard to imagine that that wouldn't result in diminished choice, as doctors and hospitals wouldn't be pleased.
If you accept that the rising cost of insurance is a threat to this country, how would you best address that?
First of all, I would look at the cost shift from Medicare and Medicaid onto the private sector. We just talked about the fact that Medicare pays 20 to 30% less than your health plan does to doctors and hospitals. And that results in those doctors and hospitals then having to turn around and charge more to health plans over time. There needs to be an examination, and Medicaid, of course, pays even less. You know, I think we need to start redesigning care delivery and the way physicians work together. So I think that's where I would start.
Christine Arnold at investment bank Cowen and Company in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As I mentioned, some health insurers are seeing their stocks rise this morning. Not many other companies can say that. Stocks started off down at the opening bell, and they've stayed that way. The S&P 500 is off about 2%. The NASDAQ off approaching 2.5%. And the Dow is down 159 points at 9,157. Investors are booking some profits, yes, from the recent rally, but also worrying about the American consumer not consuming. European markets fell about 2% today. Asia fell even further, despite Japan reporting its economy grew by almost 1% last quarter. End of recession there. Our Asia correspondent is Scott Tong. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Why is Japan the latest country officially out of recession?
Well, Japan is exporting better than it was before. Japanese economy for a long time has been fairly dependent on exports. You know, that is people outside Japan buying stuff made there. A lot of exports go to China and other parts of Asia, and those parts of the world are looking up. So you combine that, if Japan is looking up a little bit, you know, China certainly is rebounding strongly according to the economic numbers. So you have this side of the world also starting to look up a little.
Well, Germany and France officially came out of recession last week, and, well, this morning there's not a lot of, at least, optimism in the stock markets. How optimistic, how good should we feel about Japan's growth?
Japan is growing again after four awful quarters of contraction, but it's not growing as fast as the markets expected it to. The other kind of darker clouds surrounding the Japan story are that Japanese businesses aren't that optimistic right now. They're not spending on new factories. The employment numbers don't look so good coming out of Japan. And the question is, okay, what happens when the government stimulus wears off? Is Japan going to start going down again?
Our Asia correspondent is Scott Tong. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
Unemployment, spending, sound familiar? Sears is hoping to get shoppers spending and saving for the holidays now. The retailer has a new card that mimics the old-fashioned Christmas Club account. Shoppers can put aside money between now and the end of October and get a 3% reward up to $100. Last season, Sears brought back its layaway program after a 20-year hiatus.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
California is famously out of money, so lawmakers here have been slashing budgets from education to the DMV. The Parks Department saw its budget cut by about 20%, so starting today, campers and visitors to California parks will pay more. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Parking at a California campground will now cost $5 instead of $3. Beachside and mountain campsites will double to $21 a night. Stephen Levy is the director of the Center for the Continuing Study of the California Economy. He says these are big increases for the state, but
the legislature had to make a lot of really difficult choices in the budget. Raising fees, I think, is preferable to closing parks or cutting park services.
There are about 15,000 campsites in California, and the fee hikes will generate $5 million over 3 years, assuming they don't keep people away. But California economist Jack Kaiser doesn't think that will happen.
For families, that's probably not going to give them pause, because right now you're seeing a lot of people doing the staycation routine. There might be somebody where this might break the bank. I hope not.
Fee increases will only affect the parks that are still open. 100 parks have been closed. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Finally, since one person's trash is a retailer's treasure, some Canadian designers are recycling cassette tapes into iPod cases. They've hollowed out that plastic case so the iPod Nano fits in there. You can still work the little iPod wheel. The cost, $45 Canadian. Not a bad markup for something that you would have thrown away. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is down 146 points, 9,169. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.